I say DK, you say okay, DK, okay, DK, okay, DK, okay.
At a neighborhood center in Madison, 25 Kucinich activists practiced cheers and mapped out a preliminary schedule of speaking dates for the Ohio congressman for when he comes to Wisconsin the weekend before the state's primary on February 17th. Madison consultant Ann Seidel says she's put her job on hold until after the primary so she can spend all her time on the Kucinich campaign. She's convinced his commitment to pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq and creating a single-payer national health care plan will win him votes if people like her can get the word out.
Getting the word out about Dennis's platform and how rational and sane and approachable and appealing it is to so many Wisconsin people, people without jobs, people without health care, people whose sons and daughters are dying in Iraq. We need to be our own media, and that's the strategy that we're trying to do with phone calls, with door-to-door flyering, with ads in newspapers, and with radio spots. So we're going to do our best to get the word out about Dennis's really hopeful and optimistic message.
Optimistic is an understatement for describing the enthusiasm of Seidel and others like her in the Kucinich campaign. Despite his current sixth-place position in the race for the nomination, she says his victory is inevitable.
He will outlast them, and he will out-campaign them, and he will out-truth them. And in the long run, at the nominating convention in Boston in July, Dennis Kucinich will emerge with a nomination from the Democratic Party.
Kucinich supporters are angry about what they say is a deliberate effort by the media to ignore their candidate. They plan to put on a full-court press to get statewide coverage of a Kucinich rally in La Crosse on the Monday before the Wisconsin primary. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.